This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
State and local news with News Director Austin Brume on 98Q Country.
Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values, visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. Did you know? Most lead-poisoned children in Wisconsin are poisoned by lead paint in homes and buildings built before 1978. Simple cleaning steps and regular blood lead testing can make a big difference. Protect your family and learn how to keep your home lead safe at DHS.wisconsin.gov. Tuesday, November 11th at 5 p.m., it's a Veterans Day steak dinner over at Post 182 right here in Park Falls. Featuring New York strip steak with Stuffy Herb's secret marinade, baked potato, salad, sautéed mushrooms and onions, and dessert provided by the Post 182 Legion Auxiliary. And there is also pre-order takeout available from November 8th to the 10th from 6 to 9 p.m. Just call 715-762-3032. It is $25 per plate. Once again, this is taking place Tuesday, November 11th, over at Post 182 at the American Legion Hall, right here in Park Falls. Wisconsin has thousands of dams across the state that rely on oversight to keep them up and running. Isabella Nieto has more.
Both private owners and state or federal officials are responsible for keeping them in tip-top shape. I spoke to Uriah Monday, the state dam safety engineer. He says the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is aware of roughly 5,000 dams that exist in the state.
Approximately 40% of the dams in the state are privately owned. The others are either publicly owned or owned by the federal government, or I should say, I guess it's all in the same batch of publicly owned.
Monday says state officials have to make sure dam owners are complying with state standards for dam safety.
In a way, we're maybe like a building inspector in a community. Right? We're not constructing projects and we're not running them, but we have a role in making sure that they are done in a sound and safe manner.
Congressman Tom Tiffany has made his experience as a dam tender a central part of his campaigns. Now he's running for governor on that same experience. But what does being a dam tender really mean? Tiffany had a unique take on it.
For 29 years, I was the dam tender up on the Willow Flowage. I got paid to walk the dog every day down to the dam.
Monday says dam operators, as they're now called, are the custodians of the structure.
You know, the misoperation of a dam can cause or exacerbate flooding. It might lead to further damage on the dam. In worst cases, it leads to a washout, right, a failure.
Monday also says if a dam owner is not in compliance with state laws, officials must negotiate with the owner to reach compliance. If that doesn't work, owners can face enforcement hearings or fines. For Civic Media News, I'm Isabella Nieto.
This Safe Sleep Awareness Month, the Wisconsin Department of Health Services is sharing things you can do to reduce the risk of sudden, unexpected infant death. Focus on the ABCs, alone, on back, in crib, and in smoke-free air. You can learn more at DHS.wisconsin.gov. November 6th at 10 a.m., Price County Health and Human Services welcomes Speaker Steve Ackerman as he presents The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald, The Ship, The Storm, and The Song. This is your chance to explore the wreck from the perspectives of the weather, the ship, and the song by Gordon Lightfoot. This is a free event with refreshments available and will be taking place in the Price County Health and Human Services Normal Building at 104 South Ader Avenue in Phillips. For reservations, call 715-339-2158. A majority of school districts across Wisconsin are getting less funding from the state this year, Savannah Tomey-Olson reports.
70% of school districts are facing a drop in general state aid, according to full data from the Department of Public Instruction. For years, teachers and administrators have advocated for more money and for updates to the state funding formula. The Wisconsin Policy Forum says per pupil spending in Wisconsin has lagged behind inflation and behind the national average. Their researchers credit a 2011 change that dropped school revenue limits by 5.5%, a Republican-authored bill that became law under Governor Scott Walker. As they've been in charge of the legislature, Republicans have also focused on lowering property taxes. However, so many school districts are struggling to make ends meet that we're seeing record numbers of referendums on the ballot. Residents are often choosing to raise their own property taxes just to fund their schools. State Senator Jody Habish-Sinikin, a Democrat from the 8th Senate District.
Due to the legislature's failure to fund our schools, Wisconsin already has one of the highest property tax rates in the country. And if our communities continue to be forced to referendum, those tax rates will continue to rise, making our state even more expensive than it already is.
Last year, there were 241 school referendums held across Wisconsin, the most ever. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
I'm Austin Brumé, and this has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Will Fickell be fired? Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. College football. The Badgers face number 6-ranked Oregon. Saturday night, Wisconsin has never beat a ranked team since Luke Fickell took over as head coach 3 years ago. They're 0-9. Fickell says he can't be concerned about his future at Wisconsin.
It's not going to change the fact that we got to practice tomorrow. It's not going to change the fact of anything on Saturday. But I have not been told. I'm not worried about that. I mean, I understand, you know, if we don't meet expectations and we don't do the things we need to do, anything can happen.
Athletic director Chris McIntosh releasing a statement in support of the coach. College hoops. Former Marquette star Cam Jones arrested and jailed for leading police in Indianapolis on a brief chase on I-65 yesterday. Jones, drafted by the Pacers this summer, said he was late for practice. He was clocked at 90 miles an hour. In Milwaukee, the Bucks kick off the NBA season tomorrow night against the Washington Wizards. They're planning a welcome back tribute to Chris Middleton. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98QCountry.com or trailmix.fm.